The Minnesota Supreme Court today will consider whether people who already have voted for Senator Paul Wellstone should be mailed new absentee ballots. Wellstone died in a plane crash last week. Former Vice President Walter Mondale is running in his place. Absentee ballots and laws that allow people to vote early were supposed to make voting easier and increase turnout, but they actually may be discouraging voting. Research by the Committee for the Study of the American Electorate finds that states with early voting and so-called no-excuses absentee ballots have lower turnout rates than states without these initiatives. Curtis Gans led the study. He says it's a case of voting reforms that backfired.
State election officials wanting to do something about the turnout are pushing these remedies, or either liberal absentee or early voting. I'm reminded of my Marine Corps senior drill instructor who used to say when we were flustered, do something, even if it's wrong. And they're trying to do something, and I think it's wrong.
Has it not increased turnout?
Actually, my studies say it hurts turnout. It used to be that you put all your resources into mobilizing people, you know, the parties, the candidates, the interest groups, for one day. Now you're sort of diffusing that mobilization focus for up to 33 days. And then secondly, the people who are likely to ask for absentee ballots are people who already vote. I mean, I like to think about these reforms as for lazy middle class and upper middle class people who would ordinarily vote at the polling place, you know, if they didn't have these escape ballots. There are other problems with this. We see it today in what's happening in Minnesota, which is that people who voted for Wellstone have their ballots invalidated. The state is mulling over whether to send these people new absentee ballots, but the fact is, you know, that if you vote before the election, you know, there are things that might happen, you know, toward the election. I mean, my favorite examples were in 1992, 10 days before the election, Ross Perot got on 60 Minutes and said the Bush White House was trying to sabotage his daughter's wedding. Didn't say anything about the Bush White House. Did say something about Perot's level of paranoia, but anybody who voted in the 11 or, you know, to 20 days before that didn't have that information. We all should have the same information except those people who physically cannot get to the polling place. We should not sacrifice one of our last communal acts that bring us together, which is voting at the polling place.
Well, there has to be some mechanism to allow you to participate in the process if you're on the road and you can't be there.
Well, I think that's right. And I think, you know, absentee for cause ought to be available to people. It is when you try to make it easier and it doesn't work that you shouldn't do it. I mean, we have a serious participation problem, but it will not be solved procedurally. I mean, we've had the erosion of trust in our leadership by things like, I'm not going to send American boys to do what Asian boys are supposed to do. I am not a crook. Read my lips. I did not have sexual relations with that woman. We conduct our campaigns in 30-second attack ads, which tell everybody how awful everybody is and urge people not to vote for X and not to vote for Y, and they don't vote. I mean, those are the things that we ought to be dealing with, you know, because we aren't going to turn this around by some procedural quick fix. We're going to turn it around by addressing our serious societal problems that affect politics.
Curtis Gans is Vice President and Director of the Committee for the Study of the American Electorate.